Thank you, Craig. Yeah.
We're gonna do another instrumental now. And this is one that's actually it's called Craig. And it was very appropriately named by computers, by the iPhone. Decided it should be called Craig. Or with the little first bit. Kind of thought it's ragtime kind of thing in the key of C, and sent it as a voice memo to my buddy that I write a lot of music with, and check out this little thing I just did. I don't know, maybe you have an idea too, kind of thing. And I wrote under it C rag, which got autocorrected to Craig. So before it was finished, it already had about the most appropriate name you could possibly imagine. And it's just oozing with Craiginess. So, and it knew. It knew somehow. Like, recognized the Craiginess in the file. Because it doesn't call everything Craig, but it called this Craig. So it's called Craig.
Is it Craig like a Rocky Craig, or is it Craig like a GQ guy?
GQ guy? Like a guy's name, but GQ guy?
The Craig guy on the cover of GQ.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't read that magazine. I know of it.
It's like super hot, very chiseled kind of guy.
I was kind of thinking I'm just kind of a frumpy. Well, you'll see. You'll know.
Before we go too far, any Craigs in the audience?
It clearly depends on who you've known in your life.
Yeah. I'm thinking of this kid in my neighborhood that I used to play video games with.
Yeah. Sounds Craigy.
Yeah. Anywho. By the end of this, you'll know exactly what type of Craig we're talking about. Yeah.